Part of what drew people west was the promise of opportunity and the chance to get rich quick. Henry Comstock was lucky enough to live the dream. In 1859, near present-day Virginia City, Nevada, he discovered that the gummy blue-gray material that clogged his mining was actually silver. The silver and gold of his Comstock mine lay in veins that reached deep, about 3,000 feet within Mount Davidson. To recover the gold and silver, Comstock turned to the technology of hard rock mining. Pause before entering the 600-foot deep level of the mine working the Comstock lode in 1868 and examine some of the tools hard rock miners used chasing riches deep in the earth. Many different jobs made up hard rock mining. Carpenters had to erect the heavy timber framework that you see to support the mine. Face crews, one of the most difficult, skilled, and highly paid jobs in a mine, were responsible for extending the mine shaft. To the right of the elevator, a face crew was at work. First, they drilled holes for the powder charges. One man held the drill steel, and a second man swung an 8-pound sledgehammer against the drill. The crew loaded the holes with powder or dynamite charges. After lighting the fuses, crew rushed to the steam-powered elevator and was hoisted to safety. Each blast extended the shaft by only a few feet. The newly blasted ore was shoveled into ore carts, car men pushed the cars to the elevator where they were hauled to the surface, and gold and silver would be refined from the ore. Hard rock mining was big business. It took a tremendous amount of money for the steam engine, hoisting works and pumps, not to mention a large payroll of miners. By 1880, the Comstock lode employed 2,770 men. The work was dangerous, but the wages were high by contemporary standards. At $4 a day, Comstock workers were the highest paid industrial workers in the United States.
Descending from the surface in the shaft cages, they enter narrow galleries where the air is scarce respirable. The men throw off their clothes at once. Only a light breechcloth covers their hips, and thick-soled shoes protect their feet from the scorching rocks and steaming rills of water that trickle over the floor of all levels. One miner, Thomas Brown, fainted and fell on the track floor, having been breathing for some time an atmosphere whose temperature was 128 degrees Fahrenheit.
Elliot Lord, Comstock Mines and Miners, 1883. Move through the mine to learn about the next scene.